What a gutsy performance for your team, fighting a lot of adversity, foul trouble, and a big win tonight for you guys.
Yeah, it was. You know, the kids dug down deep, didn't play very well. You know, Trey kind of carried us, you know, not kind of, he carried us a lot right there. We got guys who are going to play better tomorrow. You know, that's the main thing.
It is, and, you know, fighting off those surges, you guys had foul trouble from Chance Yeager and Sloan Baker, and also even Brett Meyer in that first half, found a way to fight through. Brett Meyer hit some big shots in that third period. Sloan Baker had some nice cuts to the basket in the fourth quarter as well.
Well, I mean, I kind of worked the ball and figured out that when you drove in and they kind of slid with you and bumped you, you weren't going to get a call. You know, so I don't think we shot any of those in the fourth quarter. You know, took it stronger, penetrated, made a couple shots on the outside. You know, main thing was, you know, they got to relax and play their game.
Once again, Scott City Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers winning at 67-61. And on Minneapolis' side, I had them for, they were hot shooting in that first half, 10-13. And, you know, throughout the game, they made some awful tough shots for, you guys had to look like some pretty good defense on them for a while.
You know, they had some open threes that they knocked down that they hadn't been making, you know, most of the year, you know, percentage-wise. And then, you know, they did a good job beating us off the dribble. And then when we got to the inside, you know, dumped it down to the low post, you know, for some easy baskets. So, you know, not too hard to, you know, shoot a high percentage when you're by yourself right there.
All right, Scott City winning it here by the count of 67-61. Well, it's a turnaround here tomorrow night here in Beloit. You're going to be playing either Beloit or Norton. That game tipping off here in about 15 minutes or so from now. And they're both make that 18-3 teams here. So kind of going to the next day for you guys.
Yeah, main thing is recover and get some energy back. And, you know, guys put a lot of effort out there tonight. You know, we'll practice in the morning, run through wherever we play stuff. And we've scouted them both already 4 or 5 times. So, you know, that part's not going to change. It's, you know, hopefully this game goes into about 9 overtimes. And, you know, they use a little energy themselves.
Well, Scott City wins it here 67-61. Coach, as always, we do appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Adam.